Ghana joins the world to celebrate Women's Day today, a call has gone for change in cultural practices that tend to go against women. The day, which is being celebrated under the theme, "A Promise is a Promise, Time to End the Violence," is meant to raise the awareness.
Some time now, a lot of recommendations have been made from the international level on actions that state parties should be taking. The United Nations, for instance, has come up with this definition on the elimination of violence against women, with recommendations on what state parties should do. There have been a number of UN conferences on women, and the most famous one is the Beijing conference, which also had stated it as a big issue concerning women's strategy. But the problem is that we realize that all that states are being sort of directed to do and to address this issue effectively, a lot still is left to be done. In most countries, yes, attempts are being made to try to address various aspects of it, but there are still a lot of gaps in trying to address it. So we realize that there's still a need to be focused.
Where do you think that challenge is coming from with all the efforts so far?
Well, there are a lot of things which impact the issue of violence against women. You know, some forms of violence are sort of traditional cultural practices which have been done over a long period. Getting people to change the way of doing things is not easy. Getting people to change attitudes, etc. Then there's also the issue of what we call the subordination of women. For a very long time, women are supposed to be positioned in several spheres of life, which is much lower than their male counterparts. And therefore, with all the advocacy going on, the attempts by women to get themselves to request to be put in the right place, it's usually met sometimes. So you can see from, if you look at the UN definition of violence against women, it talks about violence in several spheres of life. Violence within the public sphere. And here we talk about violence within in the workplace, in schools, in the general public, etc., etc. It also talks about violence within the family, where there's a big focus on domestic violence in particular. Violence perpetrated as partner violence, you know, something that we see in our country daily, with women being banged and killed, etc. Talk about violence against the girl child within the household. We talk about all aspects of violence that we see, of the different types of violence, sexual, psychological, physical, some of which end up in the death of victims, which occurs within the domestic. And then we also talk about violence condoned by the state. Sometimes here of somebody, a female who is in a prison cell, or a counterback, and then somebody raped her, police man, sometimes, whatever. These are the areas within which the definition of violence against women covers. And within all these here, these various things in our own country, which shows that it's very endemic. So the issue is whether it's being effectively addressed in our country. That is what the big issue is. A lot has been done, and I think that policymakers should be commended for.
Gender activist Sheila Minkapremu.